Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 16. We will be starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 15. A fun fact, this book is also known as the Acts of the Apostles, because it covers 30 to 35 historical years of the disciples and the birth of the first generation church, starting right after Jesus' heavenly ascension. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the holy text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 1, Paul went first to Derbe and then to Lystra, where there was a young disciple named Timothy. His mother was a Jewish believer, but his father was a Greek. Timothy was well thought of by the believers in Lystra and Iconium, so Paul wanted him to join them on their journey. In deference to the Jews of the area, he arranged for Timothy to be circumcised before they left, for everyone knew that his father was a Greek. Then they went from town to town, instructing the believers to follow the decisions made by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in their faith and grew larger every day. Next, Paul and Silas traveled through the area of Phrygia and Galatia, because the Holy Spirit had prevented them from preaching the word in the province of Asia at that time. Then, coming to the borders of Mysia, they headed north for the province of Bithynia, but again the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them to go there. So instead, they went on through Mysia to the seaport of Troas. That night Paul had a vision. A man from Macedonia in northern Greece was standing there, pleading with him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." So we decided to leave for Macedonia at once, having concluded that God was calling us to preach the good news there. We boarded a boat at Troas and sailed straight across to the island of Samothrace, and the next day we landed at Neapolis. From there we reached Philippi, a major city of that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. And we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath we went a little way outside the city to a riverbank, where we thought people would be meeting for prayer, and we sat down to speak with some women who had gathered there. One of them was Lydia from Thyatira, a merchant of expensive purple cloth, who worshipped God. As she listened to us, the Lord opened her heart, and she accepted what Paul was saying. She and her household were baptized, and she asked us to be her guests. "If you agree that I am a true believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my home." And she urged us until we agreed. Once again, that was Acts chapter 16 verses 1 through 15 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The Lord is working in bigger ways than we could ever imagine. God had worked in Timothy's life while Paul was gone. Timothy had grown as a Christian and as a leader, and he was known to the other Christians in the surrounding towns because of his faith. God was working. Luke was from Troas, a town Paul had never visited. He was a believer, which means somehow he had heard the gospel and believed, and he was willing to join Paul and Timothy on a missionary journey. God was working. When they got to Philippi, they found a wealthy woman who was ready to believe, and her whole family was baptized. She invited the apostles into her home and supported the mission. God was working. All these things happened and were bigger than and beyond Paul. The Lord is working in hearts before any Christian gets involved. Are we joining him in his work? Are we willing to ask people, even new people, to join God and support his work? Jesus is on the move. He never has stopped calling each heart. He is working in bigger ways than we could ever imagine. Let's get on the move with him. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How is God working in bigger ways than you can see? Are your eyes open to see people, care for them, and pray with them? Who are leaders God is raising up that you can invest in and encourage? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.